A spokesman for the opposition Democratic Party of Ivory Coast, Namke Koffi, says rebels and the president have made little progress. Koffi blames President Laurent Gbagbo for repeatedly stalling peace efforts.
They have showed us that we can't trust anymore the president. Since the 4th of March 2007, nothing has been done. So we don't believe that they can get to peace.
Mr. Gbagbo has said this was the first time the deal resulted from direct talks with the rebels, and he is confident the deal will work. He has said elections will be held before the end of the year. But a new program to deliver nationality and voting papers to thousands of undocumented northerners has yet to start. Rebel leader Guillaume Soro, who became prime minister in March following the Burkina Faso agreement, has also made positive comments about the peace process, even after surviving an apparent assassination attempt. Koffi says pressure must also be put on the rebels.
We have to put pressure to both the parties, to both of them, so that they will hurry and try to do the identification of people so that they can get the people to vote. Right now, both parties are interested to be in such a situation because they are sharing the wealth of the country, and the people are getting poorer and poorer. So we cannot tolerate any more delay for that kind of agreement.
The elections were initially to be held in October 2005. A former pro-Gbagbo militia leader, Jeff Agba, says he is disillusioned with the peace process. He points to recent student arrests as evidence he is not alone in his views.
At this time, what I'm talking to you, the people are running the streets. They have nowhere to sleep, nowhere to go. Nothing works, you know what I'm saying? So you're very, very upset of what's going on. There is no hope for that peace process to work.
Agba says repeated peace deals have come and gone.
That's why nobody has a hope for this peace process. You're just watching them doing a lot of mistakes. Even the dates they put on the paper for them to put on the road, what they've been saying, they can.
There have been symbolic ceremonies for the start of militia disarmament, but no disarmament has begun. Another sticking point is the question of ranks in the newly unified army. Rebel and military leaders have had repeated meetings, but have not reached any agreement. The rebels say they want to integrate into the army with the ranks they gave themselves since the start of the war. Philip Wellman for VOA News, Dakar.